It's a packed house at Kampnagel, a venue for the performing arts in Hamburg. A modern dance company from Brazil is performing its latest piece. In the audience is Lucas Johansen, a 20-year-old volunteer with the non-profit organization Kulturschlüssel. They work to make cultural events across the city accessible to those who are economically or physically disadvantaged. Kulturschlüssel gives out free tickets to those who can't afford them. It also recruits volunteers to accompany people with physical disabilities who cannot go out alone. Tonight, Lucas has come out with around a dozen people.
Als Kulturbegleiter zum Arbeiten bringt sehr viel Spaß.
Accompanying people to cultural events is a lot of fun because you get a sense for what you're helping them do. Many of our clients are grateful to be able to go to the event, which they normally wouldn't be able to afford. Others we accompany need help because they have physical disabilities. They may not be able to go to events by themselves, or they may be afraid to go out alone. We help them enjoy culture regardless.
Among the group of people who've come to the show with Lucas tonight are Karin and Annelore, two elderly ladies.
I am happy to be able to go along. I can't walk that well anymore. This service allows me to go out and not sit in the house all day.
As a partly disabled person, I'm thankful to be able to enjoy some culture. Otherwise, it would be difficult. We go out in a group, so I also meet new people. Sometimes we go out for a meal after the event. It's always a nice atmosphere.
Accompanying people to cultural events is part of the voluntary social year Lucas is doing at Kulturschlüssel. His job also includes a lot of the admin work for the organization. Every few weeks, Lucas compiles the latest events listings. He also maintains the ever-growing list of people who want to use the organization's services. Lucas's supervisor is Frank Nestler.
Work at Kulturschlüssel would be impossible without Lucas. He has become very important for the project. We're largely dependent on volunteers, so we need continuity, which Lucas provides by being here every day. He keeps an overview of who signs up for our services, and he matches our volunteers with clients.
Every year, more than 30,000 young people in Germany sign up for 12 months of voluntary social work. For some, it has traditionally replaced the mandatory military service, which is currently being phased out. Others, including Lucas, see it as an opportunity to learn more about themselves.
For me, the main reason to do the voluntary social year is that it allows me to win some time between the end of school and the beginning of my working life. I'm in a wheelchair, so I don't have to do military or civil service, but I wanted to do something useful with my time while I figure out my own future.
In his free time, Lucas is also the singer and producer for Bitter Lächeln, a rock band made up of both disabled and non-disabled musicians. The group formed as part of a theatre project run by the non-profit organisation Life with Disability. It's the same organisation that runs Hamburg Kulturschlüssel, so deciding where to do his voluntary social year was easy for Lucas.
I'm interested in working with disabled people because I've known the work for a long time and I appreciate it a lot. I've done quite a bit of theatre work through Life with Disability in the past, and I've known the organisation for a long time, so I wanted to find out more about it and how it's run internally.
The phasing out of the mandatory military service in Germany this year will impact especially hard on the social sector. Institutions like hospitals, kindergartens and care homes have long depended on the thousands of young men who chose to do alternative civilian service instead of joining the military for a year. Recruiting full-time staff for those jobs would be costly. Some have suggested that the problem could be solved if more young Germans signed up for a voluntary social year in the future. Based on his own experiences, Lucas says that he would recommend the idea to anyone. Julian Bohne, Deutsche Welle Radio, Hamburg.